Gang violence increases in Sao Paulo. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. A state of virtual anarchy has broken out in Brazil's largest city, Sao Paulo, because of an upsurge in gang violence. Most of the city's bus companies have stopped running out of concern for the safety of drivers and passengers. Almost 70 buses have been torched in the last few days, and plainclothes police officers have been riding the buses to deter the criminals from boarding. Armed gangs are roaming the streets in search of police officers and prison guards, potential targets on their hit list. 6 law enforcement officers were mowed down yesterday in revenge for a police crackdown on organized crime. The new wave of attacks was apparently ordered by the First Command of the Capital, PCC, crime faction, a syndicate that runs many Sao Paulo prisons and has a considerable stake in the city's burgeoning narcotics industry. The violence has wreaked havoc in the city for most of this year. The PCC were responsible for 5 days of chaos in June when they killed over 200 people. Imprisoned leaders of the group are managing to organize events from their cells and create mayhem with the city's public transportation system. The current flare-up is reportedly in protest at the proposed transfer of PCC leaders to tougher prisons, where their communication channels would be diluted. They also seem to be settling scores after the police killed dozens of their cadres in a crackdown in May. Sao Paulo's Secretary for Public Security stated his city would not be intimidated by the gang. He warned, "There will be no white flag. There will be more clashes and they are going to come off worst. Under no circumstances can they win. We will not be held hostage."